Sibanye Stillwater's second half has come to its rescue. A profit of 604 million rand has seen a shrug off a first half loss of 171 million rand, driven by a five-month strike at the company's gold operations. Company CEO Neil Froneman joins us now for greater perspective on those numbers and how he's positioning the company for future growth. Neil, thanks so much for joining us this evening. So, Sibanye riding the wave not only of a strong gold price, but also PGM prices, and that allowing you to de-risk your balance sheet faster than expected. Talk us through the progress you're making as far as deleveraging the group is concerned.
Yes, certainly. So we, you know, literally 8-9 months ago had a net debt to EBITDA ratio of 3, which is we're starting to knock on our covenant levels. We gave guidance to the market that we felt we could get down to 1.8 times net debt to EBITDA, and we actually today reported net debt to EBITDA of 1.25 times. So that is significantly deleveraged. Our first real target, though, in terms of saying we are now deleveraged, is 1 times. And if you plug in today's commodity prices, we are there.
Okay, so with that, what it's starting to do is solidify your commitment to reinstating your dividend, which you suspended, of course, in August 2017, sooner rather than later. Are we looking still at a probability on this front, or a definitely by the half-year mark?
So, legally, I have to say there's a high expectation. Unless you can tell me there's going to be major global economic turmoil or things in South Africa are going to run out of control, we will reinstate that dividend, yes.
Okay, of course, this dividend was put on hold on account of your Stillwater acquisition, which you took much flak for back then. Does this commitment mean that you're now having to put any further corporate action on the back burner for now, or could corporate action once again throw this commitment off track?
I think our shareholders that are reliant on dividend have certainly supported us deleveraging the balance sheet first. But I think there is a great expectation that we should not do that again. I think people like to rely on dividends, and it doesn't mean we won't do any M&A, but we certainly now have a company that is not just reliant on gold or just a few assets. So we have much more flexibility to make sure that the dividend will be sustainable, and of course we'll be more disciplined in making sure that that we don't access money that's required for dividends for M&A or for any capital project for that matter. I think the other thing is, with Stillwater, we moved into a much more mature balance sheet environment. So in other words, we got a credit rating, we've entered the bond market, and prior to Stillwater, we never had any of those or any of that flexibility available. So we're in a very different situation, but I think we recognize and respect the need for dividends to be more continuous and more sustainable, and we have the base now to do that.
But you highlight that it doesn't mean M&A is off the table. This, as a whole lot of consolidation is happening within the industry. You've been part of it, taking over Marikana, the DRD gold operations as well. You've been shutting your unprofitable mines in tandem. How much more consolidation are you anticipating at this stage? And at the end of the day, are you after more SA exposure?
Look, consolidation is one model, and I would say certainly in the PGM sector, consolidation is largely done from our point of view, because we are now number one in many of those commodities. So we have significant competition issues should we want to do more. I think we have neglected our gold base because we've been focused on PGMs. So our gold base needs to grow. If you want to improve your risk profile, South Africa is not the right place from a gold perspective, because you really can only buy ultra deep level gold mines. So we need to look outside of South Africa, which of course, from a geographical diversity point of view, that that should also be beneficial and lower our risk. So certainly I think our initial focus will be on gold mm-hmm. outside of South Africa for the reasons I've just highlighted.
Okay, would it be enough to double the size of Sibanye before you retire, as you've already put out there, because you've brought SFA Oxford on board to give you a better sense of what the next big thing would be, and one wonders, you know, if you've gotten any sense of how soon that could actually materialize.
Look, I think gold is really just the first step, and we have seen some targets that are meaningful. In other words, they're not single assets, and they would move the needle in terms of company size. Of course, none of this is going to happen unless it's value accretive. This is not, deal making for the sake of deal making. It's got to be like our PGM entry. It's got to create value for shareholders. SFA Oxford is actually working on the battery metal segment for us, and battery metals are copper, nickel, lithium, vanadium, things like that, and there's still more work to do on that, so it's unlikely that we'll be in a position to make any call on battery metals before the end of this year.
Okay. Do you need the next big thing, though? And I ask the question because shareholders are often unnerved by the exuberance that takes hold of miners once they're in a sweet spot, asking the question on whether or not Sibanye needs to be, in fact, just sticking to its knitting.
Yeah, listen, I think the real danger is you will find most companies embark on M&A in good commodity cycles, and that means they're generally at the top of the cycle. I think we did exactly the opposite with PGMs, and what I'm referring to is finding those entry points where there is value or is counter-cyclical. So it really can only happen, and I need to be very clear on this. Priority one, deleverage. A lot of that's happened, but we also need to get down our gross debt. Priority two is reinstate the dividends, and only after that do we need to then assess where are we going to get the best bang for our shareholders' buck in terms of the cash that is left. Is it investing in our own capital projects? Is it returning cash, more cash, back to shareholders? Is it buying back shares? Or is there a value accretive opportunity perhaps in gold or battery metal?
Let's leave it there, Neil. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, Sibanye Stillwater's CEO, Neil Froneman.